lemutei de Rav with Ravasi. It comes to exclude Rav's halacha and Ravasi's halacha. Rashi says that the Gemara is later, we'll see enough Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Rashi says the Yom Rav, Rav says the Chiddush like this: Tzora Soita Asura. What does that mean, Tzora Soita? That means Shimzinsa Ishtoi. Your brother was married to two wives, and no relative to you at all. There's two brothers alive, and your brother went and married two wives, that both of them really should be a mitzvah yibum. They're both not relatives to you. But what happened when one of his wife had znus, became a saita. Shimzins ishtoi. So she was a saita. The halacha of a saita is if she lived with another man, she's also to a husband. So it comes out your brother, when he was alive, was also to live with his wife. So Rav holds a svara kal v'chaima. Madach, your brother wasn't allowed to live with her. So when your brother dies, for sure you're not going to be allowed to live with her. Like Yibam is like you take over your brother's place, but you can't be better than your brother. Madach, your brother couldn't live with her. For sure you can't live with her either. So that's Rav's Chiddush. That if your brother had two wives, and one of his wives became a Saita, she lived with another man, she became Asa to him. So even though he has another wife, that really the second wife should be mutter to you, when your brother dies, we look as if the Saita is Potter from Mitzvah Yibam. Since there's no mitzvah yibum to her, she remains again with the erva of Eishas Ach, like she's an erva to you, and therefore the tzara, the second wife, will see not to marry. That's Rav's Chiddush. So we'll soon see why our Mishnah does not say it. But the Mishnah is saying only 15 and not Rav's case. Like our Mishnah excludes Rav. That's Rav's Chiddush. What's Rav Asi's Chiddush? Rav Asi's Chiddush is Rashi says, tzara's islandess, asura. That means let's say your brother also had two wives, and both of them were strangers to you. But one of them was an islandess, cannot have any children. So he dashes the post later, the terrorist says, no mitzvah yibam is to marry your brother's wife in order to have children, lachim shame. So there's only a mitzvah yibam if the wife could have children. But if the wife is an islandess, there's no mitzvah yibam. So again, Rav Asi holds, since by an islandess, if the lady cannot have any children, there's no mitzvah yibam. So since she was married to your brother, she has an erva of an eishes ach, there's no mitzvah yibam to her. Who are then the tzara, the second wife, is also potter from the mitzvah. Because the first wife, the islandess, is like an erva. So whenever you have an erva, the other one is potter. So these two cases, our Mishnah excludes them. We'll soon see why the Mishnah does not include them. Now the Gemara asks, though, L'Rav l'Rabasi l'mutimai, but according to Rav and Rabasi, that they both hold those two cases on Noshim that potter, so then what does our Mishnah mean to say lafuke? According to them, they should be really included in the 15. So now Mishnah says 15 and not somebody else. What's the not somebody else? So Mishnah is like this: Isvirlu the Hadadi. If one holds from the other, in other words, Rav and Rav Asi both agree to one another. So then both really are included in the Mishnah. So what does the Mishnah exclude? Chode lamute tzaras v'mamenes. One case is where your brother was married to two wives and one was a katana, a young girl. And after he died, she was mamayin. She said goodbye to him. And we'll soon see a samaris ayin not to be miyabimah. V'chodah, another case is lamutei tzoris machzik rishosai. In the case where your brother again was married to two wives, and both of them were strangers to you. And one of them, your brother gave a get to his wife, and his wife got married to another husband, and she lived with the second husband, and then the second husband died. Again, Yechod Lamute Tzoros Mamenes, Yechod Lamute Tzoros Masig Rishosai. Again, where your brother was married two wives, and both of them really should be mitzvah yibum to you. Both of them are strangers to you. But what happened was, again, your brother lived with one of them beyisr. That means one of his wives, he gave a get to her, and she got married to a second husband, and then he married her back again, that he's not allowed to. Your brother wasn't allowed to do that. Your brother, there's an issa machse gurushosai. If you give a get to your wife, and then she lives with another husband, you're never allowed to take it back again. So in the case where your brother did take it back, again, the same svara, that how could there be a mitzvah yibum, madzuch, your brother was living with her, b'yisr, so the svara hu adin, when he dies, there's no mitzvah for you to marry her. No mitzvah yibum is take over your brother's place. But if your brother was also to her, you can't be better than your brother. So in a case like that, since there's no mitzvah yibum to that wife that your brother gave a get to, so that wife remains with an isser eishasach, she's an erva to you. Therefore, again, the second wife is also asa. So those are two cases our Mishnah comes to exclude. Mashta Mishnahs in these two cases, no, there would be a mitzvah yibum. And we'll learn the sugyas later, we'll see why. Rashi says, Torah from a menace, all right, which one was a young girl, and she was a ketana, and she said goodbye to him. So we'll see later, the Gemara says, Rashi is a gezeira mishum tzaras bitim memamenes. So gezeira otu in a case where you're married, where your brother was married to your daughter when she was a ketana, and we're also afraid to say goodbye to him. Kitz is a gezeira. And what did Maxu Gusho say? It's also also. So that's good. Our Mishnah says only our 15 cases, Patis, there's no mitzvah yibum and the tzara, but mashma, these two cases, yes, there is a mitzvah yibum, or we'll soon see at least a mitzvah chalitza. We'll have to explain then why our Mishnah argues on those two svaras. Now the Gemara says like this. L'rav l'rabasi l'snayu. For the Gemara Kashi now, according to Rav and according to Rabasi, they both say a chiddush that in the case of a tzara soita, or else a tzara's islandess, they say that the same halacha that the tzara is potter from yibum. There's no mitzvah yibum at all. Again, in the case where your brother was married to two wives, and one of his wives became a soita. So the svar is that just like your brother can't live with her, there's no mitzvah yibum. And Rav says it's a good svara that just like you can't be miyabim her, so there's no mitzvah yibum, she's an eshesach, the tzara is also asa. So Kash was according to Rav, why does Namishta say it? Why does Namishta say 16? Or both of them should say 17. How come a Mishnah doesn't say 17 Nashim and should include a Tzara Saita and a Tzara's idleness? The same thing. And your brother was married to a lady that couldn't have children, so when he dies, there's no mitzvah yibum to marry her. Because the whole mitzvah is to have children. If you can't have children, there's no mitzvah yibum. If there's no mitzvah yibum, she's an eshesach, she's an erva. So therefore, she partners a Tzara. So why doesn't the Mishnah say it? So Marin says, Poshid, Lefi She'enoi B'Tzara Tzara. Because those two cases cannot be a case of the Mishnah's case of Tzara Tzara. Tzara Tzara means what? In a case where there are three brothers. So true, to one brother, the wives was an erva. But to the third brother, they were not ervas. So the case of the Mishnah is the third brother married them, and then when he dies, they're again an erva back to the first one. Of course, the cases of the Mishnah are only also to one brother and not to all the brothers. But here, what's the svara here? Your brother was married to a wife that she became a soita. So the svara is just like your brother can't stay married to her, not allowed to live with her. There's no mitzvah upon who? Upon any one of the brothers. So neither of the brothers are allowed to marry the soita or else the tzara. So it comes out there's never a case of tzara tzarasa. So the case is just dead by itself. In the case where your brother was married to a Saita, the halacha is there's no mitzvah yibim to her, and to a tzara, the second wife also has no mitzvah yibim to, neither of the brothers. So it stays dead. Neither of the brothers can marry them, so there's never a case of a second case where the third brother married them. The same thing of an idleness. If your brother was married, the same case by an idleness. If your brother was married to one of his wives, couldn't have children, so there's no mitzvah yibim for neither of the brothers. Even if there are 10 brothers now, the other 9 brothers, neither of them have the mitzvah to be miyabim, that lady. Because since that lady can't have children, there's no mitzvah yibim. So that lady remains with an iser erev of an eshesach. She's your brother's wife, and there's no mitzvah yibim. She remains also to all the brothers. So all the brothers can't marry her, and they can't marry the other tzar either, because there's no mitzvah yibum. So it stays dead, it can't go to another case. There's never a case of tzara tzara. So that's why our Mishnah doesn't say those two cases. Even though really there are errors, that there's no mitzvah yibum, but our Mishnah want to say 15 cases that the chiddush is they're only yosa to one brother. Like it's only your daughter, but to the third brother, it's not his daughter. So the third brother is allowed to marry her. And then it goes on, when the third brother dies, that this first brother can marry these two wives. And then the fourth, fifth, it keeps on going, not safe, but by idleness and sarasaita, it can't go further. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't say it. Now the Gemara says, Minoh Hanimili. Back to original Shaila, how do we know the din of our Mishnah? Minoh Hanimili, there's such a yisoid that when your wife, brother, is married to an erva, to you, there's no mitzvah yibum. And Rashi says, "Minan emili tierva v'tzarosa v'tzaras tzarosa liyolam p'turus." How do we know this halacha that you can't marry the erva, you can't marry the wife of the second wife, and not the other? How do we know the chiddush of the Mishnah? In other words, without the gzeras akosim, like the Gemara will soon say later, there are svaros to say, since there's a mitzvah you've been here involved, maybe the mitzvah is not to you, even though she's an erva to you. Really, you're not allowed to marry your own daughter, but in the case where your brother married and your brother died, maybe there's a mitzvah to go marry her. How do I know you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife if there are ervas, and just like you can't marry the erva, you can't marry the second wife either? How do we know this, Yisrael? Minoan emili. Gemara says, the Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, like, we learned the price like this. The Pasuk says, Isha ela choysa loisikach litzro. A man is not allowed to marry his wife and then marry his wife's sister. You can't take a wife ela choysa and then marry her sister. Loisikach litzro, to have two of them, tsaras, to have two wives like this. Legalos ervoso leho bechayeho. You can't live with your wife's sister, kozum on your wife is alive. If your wife dies, then you're allowed to marry her sister. But kol zaman your wife is alive, you're not allowed to marry her sister. So you make a deal like this, Oleho matam aloima. Why does the pasuk have to say legalos ervosa oleho bechayel? It just should have said legalos ervosa bechayel. You can't live with her when your wife is alive. What's the extra word oleho for? Matam aloima. So Gemara says lefishenema, because there's another pasuk in the Torah that talks about mitzvahs yibum. That shenema, the other pasuk says, Yevoma Yovo Yoleho. The Pasuk says when your brother dies and he has a wife without children, Yevoma Yovo Leho, you're supposed to marry your brother's wife. So it says Lashon of Oleho over there. So it said like this, Shemeya Ni'ai would have thought to say this mitzvah Yibum is Afilu Biachas Mikol Arayos Hamuras Batero, even though your brother was married to your daughter or to your mother-in-law, even though your brother was married to one of the Arayos. So what? Still, I would say there's a mitzvah yavama yavaleo when your brother dies without children. Go marry his wife. Hakosu medaber, I would have thought the pasuk is talking about any type of a wife, even though she's an erva to you. Therefore, tells us no. Ne'makan aleo. It's here by the pasuk of yibum yavama yavaleo. Says the word aleo. V'ne'malahalan aleo. And it says by this Isser of don't marry your wife and her sister, it says the word Oler also. What does that mean? Ma la halen b'moke mitzvah, just like the mitzvah yibum, yivom yov yoleho. It's talking about a case of a mitzvah yibum, av kan b'moke mitzvah. Who are them when the Torah says don't marry your wife and don't marry your sister means even if your sister is in a mitzvah now. What does that mean? Even in the case where your brother married your wife's sister. And now that your brother died, there's a mitzvah for you to marry her. Still, the pasuk says, "Isha lachoisa loisikach." Still, the pasuk says, "No, you're not allowed to marry her." Afkam b'mokim mitzvah. V'yomer Rachman and the Torah still says, "Loisikach, you're not allowed to marry her." That's why the pasuk says the word "oleho" by your wife's sister. Again, it says, "Isha lachoisa loisikach mitzvah legalos arvosa oleho." You're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, even in the case where there should have been a mitzvah to marry her. That means in the case where your brother was married to your wife's sister. And now that your brother died, maybe I would think there's a mitzvah to marry her. Kamash m'lan aleho, no. Even in such a case, still the Torah says, loy sikach, you're not allowed to marry her. So from here we see there's no mitzvah yibum. This is the makor, like we said before, from the case of your wife's sister, that's how we know you're not allowed to marry her. Now the Gemara says, v'yein l'yelehi. I only know you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. But Sarosuminayan, how do I know if your brother was married to two wives? True, one was your sister-in-law, but the other one was a stranger to you. How do I know when your brother dies now you're not allowed to marry the second wife? You can't be Miyabim, the second wife, Minayan. Talmud Loima Litzror. The Pasuk says Loshen of Loisikach Litzror. Says Loshen Litzror Mashmetu. The Tzor also. There's not only your sister-in-law, but who are then the tzara, the second wife also you can't. Vayte v'yein liyela tzarasa. I only know this case, where your brother was married to two wives, and the second wife also with tzarasa. But tzara tzarasa minayin, how do we know it goes down the line,
that now we said when the third brother was miyaving one of them, and then when he dies, his second wife, also the first one, can't marry.
How do we know that? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Litzror, a double Lashon, V'lai Lotzer, not only one, but Lashon plural. Mashma, there's never a heter to marry even a second, or third, or fourth, or fifth time down the line. Once one was Nisar Erba to you, they all remain also. Trashi Litzror, Psoris Harbe Mashma, Midalik Siv Lotzer. Says Litzror, not Lotzer, Mashma Harbe, a lot of them are also to you. Excuse me, this is the Makar, how we know, how we learn it. So the Gemara says clearly, you need two psukim, like two drushes. One to tell us that the tsaras erva, that when your brother was married to two of them, you can't marry the second one. And another person to say, goes down the line a second, third, or fourth, or fifth time. There's the famous question that the whole Masechta, all the Achrim talk about, Rav Kiveges Kashir. Rav Kiveges asked the question, once we know the first time, we should automatically know the second, third, or fourth, or fifth time down the line. Like, all you need a pasuk for just the first time. But what's the hezber in the pasuk? That whenever there's a ptur in yibum, whenever there's not a mitzvah yibum, she remains with a nisar reish asach. So when your brother was first married to these two wives, your brother, one of them true was your sister-in-law. The second one was a stranger. Now, when your brother dies, your sister-in-law, you can't be miyabim. That's the pasuk, there's no mitzvah yibum. Since there's no mitzvah yibum, she remains an erva. She's like an reish asach. Now that she's an Eishes Sach, there's one Pasuk, Litzror, that the Tzara, the second wife, also has no Mitzvah Yibum. Now that the second wife has no Mitzvah Yibum, she remains with an Erev of Eishes Sach. So all we need is just a Pasuk for that one case. Once I know that the second wife is an Erev of an Eishes Sach, so now when the third brother marries her, and when he dies, I know when Svara, the first brother, can't marry her anymore, and can't marry his wife either. Because that wife is an erva to him with the erva of Eshesach. Like you say, it is whenever there's no mitzvah yibum, the wife of your brother always remains also to you with the din erva. So once I know there's no mitzvah yibum on the tzara, that she's an erva of Eshesach, I should know loylom vod, no matter who's going to marry you now, nogeh to that first brother, she's always an Eshesach. So why do I need a second pasuk for to tell me goes down the line, the third, fourth, or fifth case? I would know him in Asvar. This is the famous kasha of Kivega, that all the Achrenim go to answer. All right, we'll leave it for now. Vaita, Makor from the Gemara says you need two psukim though. Vaita, now the Gemara says, V'yein li'yela achos isha. Maybe this svara only applies to your sister-in-law. When your brother marries your sister-in-law, then we say you can't marry her or the other wife either. But Shara Royis Minayin, how do we know when your brother is married to your daughter, and then your brother dies, how do we know you can't marry the second wife there? Maybe it's only a din in your sister-in-law, and not by other erves. And Mor says, no. Omata, learn out like this. Ma achois Isa, just like your sister-in-law. Miyuchedishi erva. She's an erva to you. What does that mean? She's also for you to marry her. V'chayovim alzdoina karis. If you live with her, bizodin, you know about it, you have a chiv karis. V'ashigagosai chatis. If you didn't realize it, you didn't know who she was, you only chayav a korban chatis. V'yasuru liyabim, liyibim, and that's this pasuk of Aleho, that even b'mokim yibum, you're not allowed to marry your sister-in-law, is therefore making the pasuk of Hekish, af kol any other isha, she erva, that's also for you to marry her. V'chayovim alzdoina karis, like your daughter, your mother-in-law, your grandmother, that there's a chi of chorus if you live with them. If you live with them, there's no mitzvah yibum there. Maybe only them you can be miyabim. So the same inayin. How do we know you can't be miyabim that tzara? Is again the schorch shverim. Svara, but I should know it. Once you can't be miyabim them, so they remain with an erva of an eshesach. Pshita that tzara zasa. Gemara, yes, maybe no. Like maybe it's only Gzeras HaKosiv by Achos Isha and nobody else. So Gemara says again, no. Amart, let's think. Let's say Ma Achos Isha. Why is any other one different than your sister-in-law? Just like your sister-in-law, Miyuched is she erva. She's also for you to marry her. V'chayav Malzdoin Koris. If you live with some bezodin, b'mezid, you chayav Koris. V'yashiv Gosar Chatis. If you don't realize it, you only chayav Chatis.
V'yasur liyabim. You're not allowed to be miyabim your sister-in-law. Therefore, if it's a ros asuro, if your brother has a second wife, you can't be miyabim the second one either. Is af kol, the same svar applies to any other isha. She erev, but that's also to you to marry. V'chayov mazlo nekoris, there's nisa koris involved. V'yashav ros achatis. V'yasur liyabim, you can't be miyabim, huh? It's the same svar, it's a ros asuro. Who I did the tzara, the second wife is also wasar, there's no mitzvah yibum. Mikan amru chachomim, from this svara, our Mishnah, the chachomim say, that not only a sister-in-law, there's no mitzvah yibum, and he can't marry the tzara, but rather, chamesh esrei noshim. There are 15 ervas, that poitroi tzorasayim, v'tzorah tzorasayim, menachalitza, menayibim, at soifoylam. That's the limud from your sister-in-law, to all other ervas, anything that's also, with a chiyuv koris, that there's no mitzvah yibum, and there's no din or atzar either. Now the Mora says, Yochel maybe Shani Marbai would include also in the Mishnah, Av Sheish Aroyas Chamuras Mielu, even six stronger Aroyas, Shiyot Sarasayim Asuras, that the Tsaras are also Wasser, or Marta, I'll tell you no. These six more, Rashi says, Shenesuyas Lachirim, Shiyot Sarasayim Asuras Lenoslazim, that they're married to other people, they're not married to you. Let's say an erva that's not married to your brother. An isha that none of your brothers could marry. But somebody else married her. How do I know to say that, let's say your mother. Let's say somebody else married your mother. You have five brothers, they're all deceased, they all have one mother. And then the father died. A different man married your mother. And that man has another wife now. How do I know that you are allowed to marry, if that husband dies, how do I know you're allowed to marry the other wife? Maybe just like you can't marry your mother, you can't marry the other wife also. So maybe it includes also Sheish Arroyas, the six Arroyas, that neither of the brothers could marry. It has to be somebody else married them. That maybe when one, if their husband is married to your mother, the second wife also was also. She is Sarasayim Asurois, or Marta, no, I'll tell you like this. Ma achois ishta, just like your sister-in-law. Miyuchedes, she's special. She erva, v'chayov mazonikoris. She's such a wife, though, that your other brothers can marry her. Your brothers are allowed to marry your sister-in-law. Just when your brother dies, there's no mitzvah yibum. That's the case, you can't marry the second wife. Av kol, any other case, she erva, where the wife that your brother's married to is an erva, v'chayov mazonikoris. Oh, but the Avshalinosaliachim, she has to be such a wife that your brothers could marry her. Then we said Yasur Liyibim, we're in a case where you can't be Miyabna, you can't, but your other brothers could, Tsaros Asura. Mashenken Yotsu Shesha Royas Chamuras. They will have a Mishnah later. There are six different type of Noshim, Mielu, there are six more Chamadik Noshim, Hoyel the Avshalinosaliachim. None of the brothers can marry her, like Lamosha, your sister. You have five brothers, and you all have the same sister. None of the brothers can marry your sister. So in such a case, when your sister gets married to a husband, and that man has a second wife, when he dies, pshita, any one of the brothers is allowed to marry the second wife. Because there's no mitzvah yibum there. There's no isereish sach there. There is a stranger that married your sister. So even though that stranger had a second wife, what does that second wife have to do with you? When he dies, you're allowed to marry the second wife. Yediyev shulinosaliyachim is tarasayim mutaris. Saying, Tzara, when is there such a lach of a tzara? This is the yisur, this poshet. When is there such a lach that you can't marry the second wife? Ela meyach. Only in the case when your brother is married to her. Then the svar is, when your brother is married to two wives, the only time there's a heter to marry them for you, if there's a mitzvah yibum. Because lemaisa, she's your brother's wife, and eshes sach is also for you. But in these cases, there's no mitzvah yibum, therefore she's osur. But in a case where a stranger married your sister, and he had a second wife, what has that got to do with you? The second wife is no issa to you. The second wife, you're allowed to marry. If he gives her a get, you can marry the second wife. The second wife is not your brother's wife. Now, as you say that our Mishnah's poshut, it's only when your brother is married to these wives. So when your brother is married to a wife, you say, oh, you say there's really a nesha sach, your brother's wife is also to you. You're never allowed to marry her. Only when there's a mitzvah yibum. When there's no kids there, and when she's not an erva to you, then there's a mitzvah yibum. But when there's a issa erva that you can't marry her, Therefore, there's no mitzvah yibum on the other one. Therefore, they remain also to you. Now the Gemara says, Azora Shemano. We have now a svar to say there's Nazori, not allowed to do it. But Einish Minayin, how do we know there's an Einish? How do we know if you live with them, if you are Miyabim, then you get an Avera, you get a Chiyav Chorus. Like you have this Lima now, teach us there's Nazorets also. But how do you know the Einish, that if you do live with them, you'll get Chorus? Trash Einish Minayin, Him Yibim Ervo Oitzeros, how do we know you get the Einish? Well, Makro, the Pasuk says, Ki Chol Isha Shayasim Mikol Atuevis. Is so there's a hekesh here when the oinish of chorus applies to any case there's an erva. Anytime there's an erva involved, there's an oinish chorus. So if it was the last possible the hekesh here, kichol isha shayasim, kol atwevis, any azara that it says in that pasha, the posik now is saying there's a chiyuv chorus involved. So that's how we know there's an iser involved and there's a chiyuv chorus also. Now the Gemara says, time of the kosar rachman olehel. Like we said, how do we know the din of the Mishnah, that when your brother is married to your daughter, there's no mitzvah, you're not allowed to marry her? How do we know you can't marry your daughter? Because the pasuk says, Olehel, there's a gzeras hakosev. If your brother is married to your sister-in-law, there's no mitzvah, yibim. Ha'olav hochi, if there wouldn't have been that pasuk Olehel, ha'avamin, I would have thought, ha'choysishim yabemis, I would have thought in Svari, yes, your brother is married to your sister-in-law, so true, your sister-in-law by yourself you can't marry. But now that your brother is married to her, and your brother dies without children, I would have thought you are allowed to marry her. For the more of my time, what kind of svar is that? Why would I have thought you're allowed to? The chura, there's an issa chorus involved. Your sister-in-law, you're not allowed to marry, there's a chiv chorus. So for what reason would have I thought, because of the mitzvah, you're allowed to do it? So what do you have to say, my timer, the Yarmina, because I would have said, Osi essay, this essay of the mitzvah Yibim comes, the dochi loisasei, and it's mantra this loisasei not to marry your sister-in-law. Even though usually if you marry one sister, you're not allowed to marry the other sister, but here, since there's a mitzvah Yibim involved, I would think like Esther dochi loisasei, the mitzvah Yibim gives me a heter to marry the sister-in-law. That's why I would have thought you were allowed to. Kamashtu on the pasuk oleha, you're not allowed to. So Mor says, no, that doesn't make any sense. When do I say this klal that a mitzvah's essay has the right to be doich even though you have to do an avera lois essay? You're allowed to do it. To be mekayem the mitzvah's essay, that's only lois essay greater. That's only a regular lois essay. Like we'll soon see the famous case, that even though you have shatness on your tzitzis, you're allowed to wear tzitzis. Because when you wear that tzitzis, you'd be mekayem the mitzvah's essay of tzitzis. Even though you're being over the law of not to wear klayim, shatness, but so what? We say mitzvah's essay is zeichelois essay. That's when there's only a pure law, that's all. Not to wear shatness is only a law. That's called lois essay greater. But lois essay sheyesh by chorus vidochi. But here, your sister-in-law, it's not a regular law not to marry her. There's a chiyuv chorus involved. If you marry, live with your sister-in-law, you chayuv chorus. So whenever the law has chorus, midochi, we don't say the klal of esed deicholos to say. Like we'll soon see, we'll learn that esed deicholos, we'll go through the whole sugi now, how we learn out the esed deicholos to say. But it's only by a regular law, not in a case where the law has chorus. So back to the kasha, what do I need a possible together for? To tell me there's no mitzvah yibum on your sister-in-law, pshita there's no mitzvah yibum. There's a chiyuv chorus involved. You have no right to go live with her. Visu, another kasha is, loisa say gerei de minolan. How do we even know a regular loisa say? You're allowed to be doicha, you could do the loisa say. In order to be mekayim mitzvah essay, dechsev, because the pasuk says, loisil by shatnes. You're not allowed to wear shatnes. You can't wear linen and wool together. Kedilim taslechot. Then the pasuk says right away, do mitzvahs wear tzitzis. So Vidash and Rashi said, loisil by shatnes. V'somachle, right away the pasuk says, kedilim taslechot. Go make tzitzis. V'dashin and Vidash from near smuchin. That since it says the mitzvah tzitzis right next to lava shatnes, v'sharin and klayim tzitzis. It comes to teach us that even though your tzitzis has klayim, you're allowed to wear it. Alma, what do we see? Or see essay with deicholos essay. There's a swar of essay is deicholos essay. The Yomari of Lezer says, smuchim in a termina, and how do we know that he started with dashin smuchim? Shenem ma smuchim lad le'erle masuyin. V'yemes v'yosho. And the Yomar Reb Sheshe, some Reb Lezer, Mishum Reb Lezer ben Azaya, Menayin li'yvom ishnofel ve'muk ha'shchin. All right, I'm going to stop here. Well, tomorrow, I'm going to call. All right, we'll stop here.
It's late. Yeah. You're holding off Dalet Amud Aleph. Again, the last Gemara was, the question is, we were saying that a mitzvah yibum does not apply if the isha is an erva. Since she's chayva krisis, there's no mitzvah yibum, and we have a pasuk for that to say that when she's a chayva krisis, there's no mitzvah yibum. So the question was, what do we need a pasuk for? Mashma, without the pasuk, I would say there should be a mitzvah yibum. Why? Because the mitzvah yibum is a mitzvah asei. Even though you're going to marry now your own daughter, in the case where your brother married your daughter, so when your brother dies now, to you to do the mitzvah means to marry your own daughter, that's a chayv krisis. But I would say, essay is doy chaloisa say sheis pekoris. Therefore, I need a pasuk to say, no, there's no mitzvah. So the question is, no, when do we say essay doy chaloisa say? Only a loisa say greater. Last Gemara was. But a loisa say sheis pekoris midochi. A loisa say, like by marrying your own daughter, even though there's a mitzvah essay of Yibum, for sure you did not say essay doy chaloisa say. So it's the question then, why do we need a pasuk to say there's no mitzvah yibum? Pshita, there's no mitzvah yibum. Then the Gemara goes with Su, and more than that, loisa say gerei de minolan. How do bechlau we know the inyan that essay is doicha loisa say by itself, where there's only a lav and not a chiyuv karis if you do it? Minolan, how do we know it? The dach.